and welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 20. It is Saturday, June 16th, 2007, at noon Eastern Time, 1600 UTC time, and we are here today for another episode of PHP BB Weekly, where we're going to be talking about the PHP BB forum software at phpbb.com, talking about PHP BB news, tutorials, mods, styles, essentially everything that there is to do with PHP BB. That's what this show is all about. Because this is the 20th episode, we're doing a slightly new format. That is, the audio is going to be higher quality. Now, if you listen live, you notice we didn't start out with the theme music. What we're going to be doing is I'm now recording this on my own end so that we'll have higher quality sound coming out of TalkShoe. So if you're listening live, it doesn't sound different, but the themes will be edited in later, and then when you listen to the podcast version, for those of you who subscribe to the podcast, you'll get a higher quality sound, and otherwise it'll sound fairly much similar. So that's the new format we're doing today. Of course, as always, starting with, and hopefully that'll work out. If it doesn't work out, then we'll go back to the old one where I am playing the theme music live on the show. As I always want to say that PHP BB Weekly is not affiliated with the PHP BB teams or with phpbb.com. This is me doing my own separate thing, and since I need to introduce myself, my name is Douglas Bell in the chat room, and on many websites I'm known as Webmaster87, and on phpbb.com forums I am known as Fountain of Apples. Today we got a good show for you. We're going to be talking about backing up today. So it's a little bit different because, although we are this is a PHP BB specific show, backing up is actually a very important piece for anything, be it PHP BB or WordPress or Drupal or any web app, PHP based application that you install that uses PHP and a MySQL database or any other kind of database. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, just backing up. I'm giving you a number of different methods today for backing up your website, backing up your database. A few of them are PHP BB specific, and a few of them are more general that you can actually use for anything you have installed on your website, which is something you should do. And it's a very important thing to talk about. Everyone is talking about, what do you do to make backing up easier? If you follow Macintosh news, you notice that earlier this week, they announced their new Leopard operating system, which includes a Time Machine backup software. Well, you don't have anything for backing your stuff up here, which is quite as automatic, quite as simple. Backing up is still just as important as it is for your own local computer, because things can happen. So we're going to talk more about that today. Of course, to get some of the business out of the way, PHP BB Weekly is a live show, which means always welcome the opportunity to have you call in on the show, call and participate. If you want to ask questions about PHP BB, or if you have discussion, other things you want to talk about your PHP BB, get support, you can feel free to call in, or just come into the chat room if you are registered on TalkShoe. If you want to call in, the number to call is 724-444-7444. If you need an SIP address over VoIP, Voice over IP, that is 66.212.134.192. Talkcast ID number is 12418, and the PIN number is whatever you set up. And if you go into the TalkShoe Live client to come into the chat room, you will see all the information you need at the telephone tab in the upper right. And of course, if you are listening on the podcast after this has been released, we do record every Saturday at noon Eastern Time live, where you can call in and participate. So backing up is really important. It's a major step to make sure that your board that you've spent all this time setting up and maintaining does not result in failure, does not come up with an error, does not disappear because you forgot to back it up. It's really important to have a local copy of your website so that if you need to, you can restore it without losing all of your posts. You can save most of them except for maybe the very recent ones when you go to restore your database. So we're going to talk about backing up and restoring. For PHP BB and also for most other sites that you install, things you install, WordPress and Drupal were examples I gave earlier, there are two parts to backing up. You need to back up your files, and you need to back up your database. The files are sort of the scripts that determine what the website looks like, where things are going to come from, what things are going to display. It's essentially everything that you have which says what your website is going to look like. Your database contains all the data. So on PHPBB, any posts that you have, any users that you have, forums, categories, things like that that you can configure on your site, all that is stored in your database. So you have to have both parts backed up. Especially if you have any mods or styles that you're installing, particularly if you're doing modding, you want to make sure you have backups of your files every time before you mod, because if you make a mistake, you want to have the last version of your files that you can go to quickly revert and start over if something goes wrong. So it's important to regularly have a regular schedule for backing up your files in your database. Usually, often your cPanel, not cPanel, your web host, yes, your web host will have some kind of backup schedule, but it's still an excellent idea for you to make your own backups rather than relying on them to do it for you. Like I said, so you should have a regular schedule. I would say do it at the very least once a month. You can certainly do it more often than that yourself. Sometimes manually is always the most reliable way. There are sometimes some automatic things. We're going to talk about a number of tools available. Always back up your files before you do any kind of modding to the files. And that means before every single mod. Once you ensure that the mod that you just installed works perfectly, do a backup before you do another mod. If your mod affects the database, you should also back up your database before doing any kind of modding. Doing any kind of update to PHPBB, back it up. Back up your files, back up your database. It should be smooth sailing, but just in case, back up your files. If you don't have any kind of mods installed on your board, then you may be safe. Where if you get into a real sticky situation of downloading the latest version of the files from phpbb.com, but it's still a great idea, just back it up. So we're going to talk about what you can do. So obviously backing up files is fairly simple. If you have FTP access to your website, it's backing up your files is as easy as downloading them on the FTP client to your desktop or to somewhere else on your hard drive, and just having a copy of those files in the exact same directory structure saved on your local hard drive, so you can upload them back up if something goes wrong. It's as easy as that. If you don't have an FTP client, then you should have some sort of file manager, which allows you to upload and download files. Just go ahead and download them from there, have a local copy. Do that fairly often so you have the most recent copy possible on your hard drive. What we're going to really talk about is backing up your database. There's a number of different tools for backing up your database, and so I'm going to go through each one of them. That backing up your database, as we said, is important because that contains all your information, that contains all your data. That's a very important step for making sure that your board is there. That's the information you really care about. The files contain sort of the backbone of your website, the things that tell the web browser what to load. But the really important stuff you want to save is, of course, your posts, your topics, your forums, your users. All of that is stored in the database. That's also a very important thing to back up. If you're using PHPBB 2, you've got a couple of options. Of course, there is a built-in backup panel in the administration control panel you can go to. If you go to the general admin section, choose backup database, and that gives you sort of a light page with a couple of options. I do not. This is not my favorite way of doing backups of PHPBB 2, and I will tell you a bit more about my favorite way momentarily. But if you want to use this, the way to do it, you have three basic settings there: full backup, structure only backup, and data only backup. In most cases, you will want to do a full backup. Very rarely will you find a need to do just structure only or data only. But what does this mean? I'll try to explain. Structure, when you do set up a MySQL tables, when you install PHPBB, the first thing it does is it creates all the tables that contain the data. So it essentially creates the places that will store the data, which are called the tables, tells it where the columns go. That is called, in this case, the structure. And then the data is the actual things on your board. So that will take the tables which are already there, and it will populate them with your posts, we'll populate it with your users, with your forum setup, with your topics, etc. So if you do a structure-only backup, then all it will contain is the instructions for filling in the tables, creating the tables, and then they're blank, and you haven't gone very far. And the data-only backup contains all the data, assuming the tables are already set up. In most cases, you want to pick a full backup, and you're good to go. Although it's not completely full, what full backup means is that it will actually just back up all the default PHPBB tables. One of the deficiencies here is that if you've installed any mods which create additional tables, then it will ignore them unless you explicitly type them into where it says additional tables, separated by commas. So that gets a little bit hectic, so it's a little confusing. That's why there's another tool I like better, which I'll talk about. You can choose whether or not to gzip compress the file. That is up to you. There are various reasons why you would or would not. And I personally choose not to gzip compress. It doesn't really make much of a difference to me. Hit start backup, and after a little while, the backup file will download. Like I said, I have a tool which I like better for PHPBB2, and it is actually a mod which is written by Vic Delfont. He is currently a developer of PHPBB. He's on the development team. He was on the styles team, and he was on the support team, and he was on quite a number of other teams, with the website team he was on, I think. I don't remember exactly, but he has been with the teams for quite a while. And so he wrote a mod called SQL Backup. This is a PHPBB2 mod, which you can download. Whoops. And the URL is, of course, phpbb.com/community/viewtopic.php?F=15 and sign T=359433. And, of course, you can find a link to that on the show notes on the PHPBB Weekly website. It's a fairly easy mod to install. It's mostly uploading files. There's a few language entries to set up. And I highly recommend it because it's a lot more comprehensive interface. When you install that, you'll see a new section in the administration control panel that says SQL Backup. And if you click on Backup Database, that'll take you to a pane which the first thing you'll see is all of the PHPBB tables. One of the things I really like about this is that it lets you actually decide very specifically which tables you want to back up and which you don't. So if for some reason there's only some tables you want to do the backup for, you can pick them. But even better, if you have installed any mods which add additional tables to the database with the PHPBB prefix that you set up, then it will actually display those tables in bold print, and you can choose to back those up in addition if you want to. So you actually have a much better idea of what you are actually backing up. It is not display you with any kind of meaningless structure-only and data-only backup option. As I said, in most cases, most users will just go for full backup anyway because the other two are fairly useless without the other. At the bottom, you can choose your compression method. So in most cases, you will be all right with just doing no compression. But if there's a number of options, you can zip it, you can tar, do a TGZ, you can do a tarball, or a BZ2, those are all available, and you can create the backup. Now, what's different here is when you hit Create Backup, it actually does not download the backup immediately. When you install the SQL Backup mod, you create a folder called admin/backups, which is world writable, and the backups, when you hit Create Backup, is actually stored in that folder. If you go down to the Download Backups pane, in your administration control panel, then that will list all of the backups that you have created previously, which you can download from there. So one of the benefits of this is that it will, if you keep it in your folder, in the admin backups folder, it will actually have a history of all the backups you've created previously. So if a recent backup you found didn't quite work, you can actually download earlier backups, and it's stored right there in the server for you. And so that's the SQL Backup mod for PHPBB2. I highly recommend it. What if you're using PHPBB3? Well, actually, the backup system in PHPBB3 is very much based off of the SQL Backup mod for PHPBB2, and that's because Vic Delfont wrote both of them. Um, the The backup database system was actually a community coding project from 2005, which Vic Delfont was in charge of writing, and he wrote a and he converted it into a PHP BB2 mod in addition to have being something built in to PHP BB3. So you'll see that although there's a slightly different interface, many of the same options are still available in PHP BB3 backup. To get there, you go into the administration control panel in PHP BB3. Under the maintenance tab, on the left side, you'll see a database section, and you click on backup. Some of these things are still available from the past PHP BB2, so you'll still see full structure only or data only options. In most cases, 99% of the time, you'll want to choose full. You can choose to issue a plain text or gzip file type. Again, whichever one works for you, text will usually work just fine. I'll skip down to table select. So this will list all of the tables that are in your website, and like SQL Backup Mod, it will list any non-standard tables, any tables which were created by mods, which have this default PHP BB prefix on them. You can select which ones to back up for. Action, this is kind of different. I'll backtrack a bit. When you install PHP BB3, one of the folders that you have to set as world writable by the server is a store folder. We talked a bit about this last week with styles. So what this is, so under action you have three options: to store and download, store file locally, or just download. What store means is that it will actually take the backup and it will put it into that store folder. Similar to how the SQL backup mod for PHP BB2 puts the backups in the admin/backups folder. That's the same thing that store will do, which will store the file on the server. And if you choose to download, then it will also download the backup for you. I highly recommend, because of how we're going to talk about how you restore files, restore databases later on. I highly recommend that you choose the store and download option so that there is a version of the backup locally, and that you also have one downloaded for yourself. So you hit submit, and the backup is generated there for your PHP BB3 structure and data. There's a number of other options as well that aren't PHP BB specific for backing up your data, which I'm going to talk about now. And these are actually things that will work for anything you have on your web host, be it PHP BB2, PHP BB3, WordPress, Drupal, Envision PowerBoard even, anything you can name, anything you've written yourself. These are two options you can also use. It depends if you have these tools, though. Most websites these days come, web hosts these days come with PHP MyAdmin, which is a interface for dealing with MySQL, which you can have access to, and I think it might work with some other databases. I'm not sure. I know for sure it works with MySQL, and it contains a built-in tool which lets you export, as they call, an SQL backup. So when you go into your PHP MyAdmin, there's a lot of options here. You pick your database you want to back up, and then at the top you'll see the toolbar, and there's an option that says export. That's the item that you want to click on. And it'll show you a big page with a lot of different settings called view dump or schema of database. On the left side, when it says export, you get to select which tables you want to back up. You can, of course, select all of them. It'll list all the tables in your database, even if some of them are not have anything to do with PHP BB. You can decide what format you want to export. Usually, I think SQL is the best option in terms of simplicity of restoring. We'll talk about that. But you can choose an alternate option if you would like. On the right side, you'll see SQL options. There's a number of different things you can set. Many of them you don't need to worry about. If you want, you can add the drop table or if not exists option. You usually will be alright without that. I would highly recommend you do choose add auto increment value. That should be chosen by default. Make sure structure and data are both turned on so that you will back up both of them. And at the bottom, you should definitely check the box that says save as file. And you can choose if you want compression or not, but you should definitely save it as a file. When you hit go, That will then generate a file which will download for you, which contains your full database backup. Another option, a number of web hosts come with cPanel, and that actually has its own built-in backup solution. If you go to your cPanel page, and you go look where there's an option that near the top that should say backups. It depends what cPanel theme you're using. I'm using cPanel X, where on the second row there is an option that says backups. If you click that, you'll see a number of options. Sort of the third option down will say download a MySQL database backup, and it will list each of the different databases that you have set up. And what you can do is if you just click on the database that you want to backup, it will generate a backup for you, and it will download it in gzip format. Another option at the top is there is an option that says generate or download a full backup. This will actually do all of the steps that I've discussed thus far in this episode. It will create backups of every single one of your databases on your website. It will backup all of your files. It'll do a full backup of everything on your web host account. And that will generate it. It will take some time, but it'll send you an email when it's ready. And then you can go find it in your public in your root directory of your hosting and download that. And that is a full backup of everything on your server. All of these are different methods which will allow you to easily and simply back up all of your information on your hosting, be it your files, your database, and these are all things you need to do to keep PHPBB up to date, backup secure, and be able to restore it should something go wrong. But now let's talk about restoring PHPBB, because if something does go wrong, if you install a mod that messes up your website, or if you got attacked, or if your server crashed, how do you get your board back and your data back? Well, first of all, you've hopefully downloaded all your files, and then it's simply a matter of re-uploading the files via FTP, or if you have a file manager, you can re-upload them through there, and your files should be restored just the way it was. Restoring your database, there's a couple of options. The SQL backup mod that I talked about does not have a facility for restoring the database. It just backs it up. And I should mention, as I forgot to mention, that SQL backup mod is only compatible with MySQL. The built-in backups for both PHPBB2 and PHPBB3 are compatible with all databases that you can use. The mod that I talked about from Vic Delphine is only MySQL. For PHPBB2, it allows you to restore the database by uploading a file, which if you use the backup database built-in thing for PHPBB2, then the restore database option should work just fine, hopefully. It sometimes takes a long time to process, and there have been some occasions where for some reason it hasn't worked, but it allows you to browse for the file and upload it. In PHPBB3, there's also a restore option under the maintenance tab. What this does is a little different, and this is why I told you should definitely choose to store your file and download it. It's because it's going to look in the store folder for a past backup. It's going to ask you to select the backup that you want to restore. So you choose that backup, hit restore, and then it will restore your database. In all cases, these will overwrite any existing data on your board. So you're going to want to be aware of that. In most cases, if you have completely lost your board, you'll want to install a brand new copy of that version of PHPBB3, and then you can run the restore. Of course, if you have downloaded in .sql format, then one of the options, which I actually prefer to go through, is to actually just run it as a regular MySQL query. And if you have phpMyAdmin, but that phpMyAdmin is great for this. All you have to do is simply go into the database, make sure you get rid of any tables which are still there, then copy that entire backup file that it generated from any of these options that will generate the same file. You can just copy the whole thing. There's a lot there. Paste it into an SQL query box in phpMyAdmin and run the query, and your data will all be back safe and sound. Then re-upload your files, and you will be good to go. Your board is right where it was at the time that you backed up. So backing up your data is really important. Not a lot of people back up their website, and then when they're attacked, which can happen sometimes, or if they do a mod incorrectly, which messes their site up, or if maybe their web hosting crashes for whatever reason. Some of these re A lot of these are not any of PHPBB's fault, but they can't. But they have completely lost their site. They've lost their posts because of not backing up. If you look at the support forums, or you go into the IRC channel, this kind of thing happens all the time. So it's really important that you do not let that happen to you, and you back up your database, you back up your files. It's really important, so do it regularly. Of course, if you listen to PHPBB Weekly, this is li we're live on TalkShoe, and there's currently no one that has come into the chat room or has called in. Again, this is a live show. I really encourage you to participate, call in, and be a part of the show. So, if you do so, you still have some time to be a part of the show, ask questions, talk about PHPBB if you'd like to call on in or come into the chat room. For the meantime, I'm going to move on to the mod of the week and the style of the week. Now, I was a l little bit unsure about whether or not I should mention this week's mod of the week because it's actually a mod that I wrote. I don't like to toot my own horn very often. However, I thought I would take an opportunity to mention it just because it is a PHPBB mod and therefore it does meet the requirements, and I thought I'd like to mention that as this week's mod of the week. So the mod I want to talk about is it is a mod that I wrote in full disclosure. So maybe a little biased of it. I'll try to be as neutral as possible. It's called Registration Stopper. In fact, I just updated it this past week. Registration Stopper. It's an idea that actually there's a lot of other mods out about on the very on various websites that do the same thing. This mod just doesn't have seems happens to be the only mod of its type that actually exists on the phpbb.com mod database. Registration Stopper is a fairly simple idea, and it actually takes a cue out of a feature that exists in PHPBB 3. It lets you choose to completely disable new registrations on your board. When you go into the general configuration panel, there is, of course, the user activation option, which lets you decide whether to have no user activation, or a user email activation, or admin activation. What this mod does is, with the latest version, it actually adds a fourth option to that, which says disable, just like there is in PHPBB 3 built in. If you choose disable, then when new users show up on your board, they will not see a register option. And if they try to force their way to the registration form, they will get a note that says that the administrator has disabled new registrations to the board. This has a number of various uses. For example, if you have a demo board where you're demoing a style or you're demoing a mod, it's not meant to be an actual physical live board, and you don't want people registering on there, then this is a very useful mod to just say, no registrations on here. This is a demo board. It's not a physical board. I don't want you to register on here. Another option is for a site that, for example, is invite only. If you have a forum where you don't want to have new users registering themselves, and you only want to have the option to register new users open to the administrator, then this mod is a useful mod in conjunction with another mod which I have, which I will talk about later, much later on, which allows administrators to register new users themselves. This will turn off completely any new registration access to guests to register on the board. It does not affect in any way users that are already registered. So if you turn this mod on and you already have 100 registered users, those users will still be registered. They'll still be able to edit their profiles. No worries. It just prevents new registrations. So that's Registration Stopper. You can find it at phpbb.com/community/viewtopic.php T question mark T equals 313879. And of course there is a link to that in the show notes. Last week I talked a bit about for the Style of the Week segment, I talked about how I was looking for new styles databases to pull from. I have found a new styles database to pull from. I did some Googling, and it turns out that there is a website called now called PHPBB3styles.com, which doesn't have a long list of styles yet, but so far it has a fairly new, but it's getting pretty mature to be a nice list of PHPBB3 styles. So today's style actually comes from that website. It is a style called Brush Metal by Robin Herman. And it's a fairly interesting twist on the default Pro Silver style for PHPBB3. What it actually does is it takes the Pro Silver style, the Pro Silver interface, but it brings over the Mac OS X, or at least the former Mac OS X interface of Brush Metal to the style. That I say former because now that Apple this week announced that they have the new version, which is getting rid of the Brush Metal altogether. But for some people like me who like the Brush Metal, this is a pretty nice site. It gets rid of it replaces the traditional Pro Silver background with Brush Metal backgrounds. It has new icons. However, it's still fairly similar to the traditional Pro Silver template. It still has the same interface, general interface. It has the post data on the right side. One of the things that I am not too thrilled about on this style, however, is it contains some kind of weird thing at the top, which does this big welcome animation all over. And one of the problems is that anytime you go to a new page within this theme, this style, it actually displays the welcome animation over and over again, which just gets kind of distracting to do on any page other than the board index. So I would turn that off, just edit it out before you actually use the style. But that's going to be the style for today. It is Brush Metal by Robin Herman, and you can download that from phpbb3styles.com/viewtopic.php?t=259. Again, link will be in the show notes. Before I close the show today, since there seems to be no one who called in today, which is unfortunate, I'd like to try to get more people to call in. I want to, of course, close the show by saying that PHPBB number 21 will be next week at the same time, June 23rd, Saturday at noon Eastern Time, that's 1600 UTC. If you do listen on the podcast, please see if you can participate, or if you cannot participate for some reason, let me know on the website. I'm going to try to. I said I was going to do this last week. I forgot. Well, I'm going to put up a thing this week asking about when a good time is for most people to actually try to get some live participants on the show, if that is possible. Because that's really what the show is more about. It's not so much me talking about something that you can do with PHPBB. It's me. I want to talk and to people who call in and be able to talk about PHPBB with other people and help out. That's really what the show is for. That's why we do it on TalkShoot every week. Anyway, you can, of course, check out phpbbweekly.net to find out more information about PHPBB Weekly. Listen to all the past shows. Find show notes for all the past shows, including this show. Any of the links I talked about today, the mod of the week, style of the week, you can see links to those on the show notes that I will post within the next 24 hours on phpbbweekly.net. And you can also submit your questions. If you are unable to come on the show while we are live, you can go to phpbbweekly.net. There's a thing that says submit your questions, and it provides you a form which lets you email me questions or discussion that you have about PHPBB, and I will try to definitely answer all those emails until I get too many on future episodes of PHPBB Weekly. And I'd also like to make a shout-out to the Star Trek Guide forums at www.startrekguide.com. One of the users that you see on phpbb.com forums and on Area 51 is Highway for Life. Highway of Life, and I've gotten to know him quite a bit. He is the administrator of Star Trek Guide forums, and I wanted to give a shout-out because he is going to be putting in, because their website apparently has started a newsletter, an online newsletter, which they put out to over 2,800 users of their website to talk about PHPBB3. They are a fairly PHPBB3 focused forum. They have PHPBB3 mods, and they do a little bit of Star Trek discussion as well, but it's mostly PHPBB3 that they talk about. And so they started a PHPBB3 newsletter that they compile, and he has agreed. Very willingly offered to for free promote PHP BB Weekly starting in the next issue of his newsletter, which is coming out within the week, I believe. And in all future newsletters, he'll be doing a highlight of a certain PHP BB Weekly episode. He's going to be doing this for free. He'll be promoting the show, and I really appreciate it. Anything we can do to get more people interested in the show, to promote the show to more and more people, that's just great as far as I'm concerned. I want to really get people to be more interested in the show, to actually participate in the show. That's really what one of my goals is for the next shows going on. So I want to return the favor and do a shout out. You can check out to learn more about PHP BB3. It's a great resource for PHP BB3 mods. You should check out the Star Trek Guide forums at www.startrekguide.com. And thank you so much for their support of PHP BB Weekly. So, 20 episodes of PHP BB Weekly already. It has been a lot of fun so far. Again, I'm definitely hoping to do at least another 20 episodes this year. I really would like to see, one of my goals is going to be to get more people to come onto the show. I'm glad now that I have the format pretty much down so that the technical difficulties that we had on some of these earlier episodes are pretty much solved now and they aren't happening anymore. So I was glad that I have my end of the show stable. Now I'd really like to try to make a campaign over the next 20 episodes to get more people to call in and participate during the show. And that will be the goal for the next episodes of PHP BB Weekly. But for now, it's really exciting to celebrate 20 episodes of the show. I wasn't even sure that the show would go this long, and I'm really excited that it is going this long. And so I want to thank everyone that does listen to the podcast of PHP BB Weekly, because I really appreciate that you listen to the show. We do get a number of downloads during the week, and I really appreciate those of you who listen to the show. It really means a lot to know that when I put something out on the internet, that people actually listen. So thank you very much to all the faithful listeners of the program. And so that's going to wrap it up for this episode of PHP BB Weekly. Of course, check out phpbbweekly.net throughout the week. And I'm Douglas Bell, Webmaster 87, Fountain of Apples, signing off. Have a great week, everybody. Bye.